And we are so pleased to have with us now the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic.
Well, such a great scene in the locker room after last Sunday's win. You received your first of what I'm sure will be many game balls for your first victory as owner of the Browns. What was that experience like?
Well, it was a great experience. Not so much for me. It was great for me, don't get me wrong, but it was just great to see how happy the coaches and players were, and to be in the locker room and be a small part of sharing that victory with them was outstanding. And I thought afterwards, I was surprised when Pat threw me the ball, and let me say I was very relieved that I caught the ball, Dick, because it would have been really embarrassing to drop it. But if I'd been thinking, and I mean this sincerely, I'd have flipped it back to him and said he should give it to the defense, because as you know, they played a phenomenal game on Sunday.
They did. And you made a point of reminding the players after catching the ball, after the game, to heed Coach Shurmur's words that he had spoken after that Cincinnati win, and get greedy about victories. Success in this game is about having talent, we know that, but it's also about having the right mindset as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was really pleasing, Vic, you were in there with us, that Pat said, okay, off to Wednesday, and the players came back and said, no, we want to practice on Monday, and so it was good to see that they had that hunger and that desire to get better and win again, and I think we're a young team headed in the right direction, and it's going to be a great, really exciting game on Sunday.
Now, you chose to watch that game while sitting outside in that horrendous weather, and you had a perfectly warm, dry, fully enclosed suite available to you. And from the TV shots that captured you sitting out there at Cleveland Browns Stadium, you seem pretty comfortable. Is that just the way you prefer it?
Well, I like sitting outside being part of the crowd. Now, I'll have to say this. My heartfelt thanks to, I think we had about 50,000 people actually in attendance on Sunday who sat through about the worst weather conditions. You've seen a lot of games, Vic, like we have. It was 45 degrees. The wind was blowing 30 miles an hour, and it was raining the whole time. And yeah. So my heartfelt thanks go out to those people. But I still got to get a little smarter about how warmly we dress up here in Cleveland.
But, you know, I think that's a connection, though, with fans, to you being among them and you know, sharing it and seeing it and feeling it the way they do.
Absolutely, and I've said this countless times, and I firmly believe we have the best fans in pro football in all the country, and it's our job to bring that fan more wins, not just an occasional win, but to consistently bring them wins, because their support of this franchise, as you well know over the years, has been tremendous.
When the TV cameras previously were focused on you watching a game at Indianapolis, they captured your clear frustration that so many of those fans, all of us, shared that day, that just that kind of a game. But I think for a lot of fans, Jimmy, it was really encouraging to see that level of passion coming from the owner of the team. Are you kind of good with that and aware of that?
I am, Vic. I'm not sure my wife is, but I'm good with it. No, I mean, I don't want to say I'm the biggest fan, because I don't know. We have so many great fans, that may not be fair, but I'm obviously a huge fan of the Cleveland Browns, and when we do well, I'm really happy, and when we don't do well, you know, I'm less than happy, and I think it's, you are who you are, and I can't sit there and suppress my emotions, so for better or for worse, we're going to be as big a fan as the Cleveland Browns have and emotionally cheer them on through every game.
Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Besides emotional, what kind of a football watcher are you? What if any, are the specific areas, say, that you pay attention or closest attention to and so forth?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any one part, and I don't know that I'm technically smart enough to say I concentrate on the offensive line or I concentrate on the defensive backfield. I think I'm like most fans are there at the game. I'm following the ball, and so I'm watching Brandon throw it to Josh or Trent run or Jaquel make a tackle or Joe break up a pass, or in the case of this, Buster made a great play at the end of the game to win the game for us. So I think I'm no different than most fans. I'm following the ball.
Can you have fun? Is it possible when you've got so much literally invested in this team that you're watching to actually enjoy yourself? And I know that's driven by success or whatever on the field, but the atmosphere, you're a football kind of guy. Do you enjoy that?
Absolutely. It's fun. I mean, you're there early like we are, and the pregame festivities and all the excitement around an NFL game, particularly an NFL game in Cleveland, are tremendous. And do I get nervous during the game? Yes, but I think there's 68,000 people there or 70,000 people there that share those same nerves every day. And NFL, I think the average difference between winning and losing is 8 or 9 points. And our games have all been very close. And, you know, it's lots of ups and lots of downs. And it's a fine line between winning and losing. But ultimately, do we enjoy it? Absolutely. Do we have a lot more fun? Did we have a lot more fun last week against San Diego than we did the week before against Indianapolis? Yes, but I think I speak for all the Browns Nation fans. That's the difference between winning and losing.
Although you're new to majority ownership of an NFL franchise, you're certainly not new to football, and you're looking at this team from that football perspective as much as the business perspective. So what do you see when you study this young squad?
Well, I think we're getting better. And everybody knows, you know this, it starts with the quarterback. And, you know, we have a rookie quarterback, and he's getting better. I mean, the difference between – it's really hard to evaluate anybody on this past Sunday because, we're playing against Phillip Rivers, and he didn't look any good either because the weather conditions were so bad, and our defense did a great job. But I think our quarterback's getting better. We clearly have a premier running back, and we got to keep Trent healthy. But I think he showed on Sunday what he can do when he gets in the open field. And we've got a young offensive line that is getting better. Schwartz, the right tackle, 72, I think is coming along nicely. And our young receiving core is getting better. We've got to keep them healthy, but they're getting better. Defensively, we've been a little bit up and down. Clearly getting Joe back makes a huge difference. Hopefully Ruben and Phil will be back this week, and we'll have the majority of what would be our starting defense back. And this is a huge game for us. If we can win before we go into the bye week and be 3-6 and beat arguably the – one of the most talented teams in pro football after beating San Diego, I think that would say a lot for our team. So it'll be really interesting to see how we respond and how we play. The Ravens are coming off a bye game. They had a very bad game in Texas, and I think we all know that good teams usually respond well after a poor performance, and I would expect we'll see the best in the Ravens.
And it's that home thing too, right, Jimmy, that matters here, that it would be – wins are important everywhere, but you'd be talking about potentially here a third – straight home victory and three victories in four games, that would give a lot of traction, I think.
Oh, yeah, it'd be 3-4, and you can play the if, woulda, shoulda, coulda game forever. You know, if we execute a couple of plays, we won 4 in a row. So the momentum's good, but this is a very big game for our football team and for our fans, and I hope the weather is – it couldn't be worse than last week, Vic. I think it's supposed to be – basically clearing in the 40s, which for Cleveland this time of year is a great day, and I urge the fans to come out and support us. I hope we'll have a packed crowd of 70,000 people because the players will tell you and the coaches will tell you, it makes a huge difference. Baltimore plays that hurry-up offense, and it's hard to call signals and call plays without huddling if the crowd is loud. So I hope we'll have a great crowd out there to support our great young team.
Fans by nature are extremely impatient. You know this. They see you take over this team. And as you well know, a lot of them expect to see a tangible positive impact immediately. And what you were just describing would be that. But we all know it doesn't necessarily work that way. So what's your main message that you want to convey to the fans?
Well, let me say this. I'm impatient, too, and I'm just as, and you saw that in Indianapolis. So we want to win, and we want to win quickly. But I've said this numerous times. I think you could patchwork something together and go quickly from I'm not sure where we'll finish this year to a 500 or slightly above 500 team. That's not what we want. I think the best franchises are those that 4 out of 5 years are in contention. You know, if you look, hardly anybody's contention 5 out of 5 years because of injuries, bad breaks, et cetera. But we want to put together a team that will consistently contend for not only the AFC North, but for the AFC and to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's our goals. That's what we've stated, and that's what our great fans deserve.
Joe Banner officially gets started this week as the Browns' chief executive officer. I know that was delayed from last week because of the passing of his dad. But what are some of the things that he can bring to the table right away, and how will the two of you work together going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. Joe, of course, brings a vast amount of experience from Philadelphia, where he was basically in charge of the day-to-day operations of that franchise for 20 years. And during that time period, they went from a very weak franchise to candidly one of the NFL's best franchises. I think from 2000 to 2010, they actually had the best record in the NFL. I might be wrong, but if not the best, one of the best. So he brings a great wealth of experience. He's tough. He works hard. He cares deeply. And I think it will be very helpful to someone like myself, being a new owner, if you will, and still on the still way down on the learning curve to bring in somebody like Joe with such great experience. So we're excited to have him here at Berea. I think he gets here either today or tomorrow.
Besides impatient and emotional, we also know you're a man who does his homework. Who are some of your fellow NFL owners that you've spoken with, and what sort of advice have they offered, at least generally, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Sure. Well, of course, we spent time with the Rooneys for 4 years, and we did not go back and visit with them. Candidly, I don't think they'll treat us as kindly as we're in the same division. But we had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with them. We spent time with Jerry Jones. We spent time with Bob Kraft. We spent time with John Mara. We spent time with Bob McNair. I think those are the ones that we hit in a 2 or 3 week span. And the advice was consistent. I think we've said this before. First of all, get a great quarterback, okay? And then second of all, trust your own gut judgment. And then thirdly, understand that it is going to take some time. Almost every one of them said that. And a couple of them that came from business backgrounds like we did, Vic, said, you're used to in business being able to change this and change that, you know, basically whenever you want. And in the NFL, there's one draft a year, and you pick somewhere between 6 and 10 players. And we're going to have 6 players to pick next year. So it does take a little bit of time. And I think what I tried to learn, there's 31 other very smart owners out there, and you try to learn from each of them what they do best, and then you take that back. I don't think any of us can try to reinvent themselves and become another owner, so you have to be yourself, but listen and learn, and we'll continue to listen and learn for a long, long time.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining the show, and we do look forward to more excitement on Sunday against the Ravens.
Vic, thank you, and as always, thanks to the great Cleveland Browns fans out there. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support, and we're working hard to get better every week, and we need you there on Sunday.
He is Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.